Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Recording. Izzy's filling me in on a thing that I didn't even know existed. Pay for play Wi-Fi.
Yes. So there's no free Wi-Fi in Rarotonga. And I was just saying to Grace that as much as they love seeing her beautiful face, not for that much money. It's literally like 90. I can't even remember. We just went and paid for 5 gigabytes just then. I can't remember how much it was, but I think it was $90 per 5 gigabytes that we got.
God, let's get these cameras
yes,
off.
Turn them off. I love the power jacket though. Tell me more.
I know. I'm glad you saw a minute of the power jacket. I was in the mood today. I needed a little power jacket moment. It's like an overcast day. I've realized that I really don't know how to dress for Australian summer. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever have. I also think it's impossible to dress super well.
When it's that hot.
When it's this hot.
Yes.
Yeah. So today's overcast and I'm just like, I need weather like this. I need a good 19 to 21 degrees, I think, is my sweet spot.
I do agree. It's not, you're perfect when you've got jeans on, cute little top and then like
a lightweight jacket.
A shirt over top or a lightweight jacket, yes. I mean, it's the same. LA is just like constantly hot and no one looks that good, but I've given up. For this trip, which is, again, like, we've talked about this a million times and I'll never, ever learn. But I was like, should I bring just a carry-on or should I bring a checked bag but not fill it? So I've just got plenty of room in the checked bag and, you know, instead of shoving into my carry-on and I wanted to bring my big Givenchy marshmallow, like, sandals, which take up, like, half of my carry-on bag. So then I was like, okay, cool, perfect. I'll bring my medium-sized away bag, not sponsored, and see... And just like leave so much space. And the next minute, the entire thing is completely full, Grace, that I'm like trying to shove it shut.
They fill up.
And it's all crap that I just haven't worn at all since being here. Like cute little dresses. Just like numerous different like t-shirts that I never even wear ever. And what else? Oh, my Margiela tabbies.
Yes, that's cute.
Okay, but like Rarotonga is the most low-key island in the entire world.
Yeah, I get it. I was like quite Delulu coming here. I packed as if I was going to the Cannes red carpet. I was like, I need to have evening wear. And then I got here. I was like, you're so delusional. It's really insane. So they've been packed back with Zach.
Evening wear.
An evening gown.
Gowns.
For a gala. But yeah, it's really hard to nail the balance.
Well, all I've worn since being here are my denim cut-off shorts, my Birkenstocks, and a t-shirt.
I was gonna say, I do feel like your style naturally gravitates to a warmer climb. Mm-hmm. And I think of you, those like long shorts you have, white tank top and the Givenchy pillow. I'm like, that's you look great.
Yep, that's I mean, that's basically
the
every day
out, the hair's long.
Then I also went to the markets on the weekend. It's so cool here. I love it. It's basically the one island in the Cook Island, in the Cook Islands and like Pacific Islands that I've always wanted to visit. So it feels very lovely to finally be here. And it's actually, for a little bit of history, the first place the Maoris traveled to on their way to New Zealand. So this is like where my ancestors came first.
That's amazing.
So it's quite cool. And they speak Cook Island Maori. So it's like really similar to Te Reo Maori. And they were saying that they call us, like New Zealand Maoris, kumara Maoris, which is sweet potato Maoris, and they're coconut Maoris. It's been like really cute. But
that's amazing.
We what the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, it's like very lo-fi here, which is so fun. You can drive around the whole island in 40 minutes going 50 wow. kilometers an hour, and there's just one road around the whole island, which is just feels so nice for your brain. It's either really left special. Or right. And we went to the markets on the weekend, and like it's so small town here that we bought all these amazing soaps off this beautiful woman, and then Amar put it on his stories, and then one of our friends here texted and was like, that's my mum. we were chatting with her for so long.
I love it.
And then went to the little SPCA charity shop and bought up so much crap, even though my suitcase is already full. And I've just been wearing that the whole time. Like the perfect black boxy t-shirt, a really nice long striped shirt, all for like $20. Bought like five so things good. And a Margaret Atwood book for $20.
There is nothing like a good thrift.
Mm-hmm.
A good charity shop. I haven't been in quite a long time. I ran out of stamina. My arms aren't strong enough, honestly, to handle those racks. I'm actually getting concerned about like my bone density and things like that now. Sometimes it just hurts when I wake up.
Yeah, maybe you're low in calcium.
Yeah, I'm low in something. I feel like I'm low in multiple nutrient areas.
Well, yeah, I've eaten. This place is where I belong. I've eaten nothing except like fish and chips, curry, rice. This morning we just went to get coffee. I woke up so late when you text me saying I can do. Would you say 6:30 my time, which yes. is 9 a.m. my time, 9:30 a.m. my time? I was like, I cannot. I simply cannot.
You're on holiday.
But we went to this like cute cafe and they had kedgeree, which is my favorite thing in the world.
What's kedgeree?
It's like, well, it's like an Indian dish, but I actually don't think they make it like that in India. But it's like rice with fish cooked through it and an egg on top. It's like a breakfast dish.
Sounds like maybe mildly Sri Lankan, dare I say, or like South.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Amar's mum was like, we just don't actually make it like how you guys make it in your whitewashed cafes, but it's fucking delicious.
What a special morning.
Let me look it up. It says, yeah, boiled rice, parsley, hard-boiled eggs, curry powder, butter or cream with rice. And yeah, dating back to the 14th century and eating across in India.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we tell everyone why I was up till
back to the 18th century?
Should we tell everyone why I was up so late last night?
Yeah, shall we? Shall we break the good news?
Well, it would have already been broken on socials by the time this comes out.
For the non-Instagram girlies.
Break it for the naughty girls who don't follow us religiously on Instagram.
Slash Patreon.
We are doing our first ever live show.
Da, da, da.
Next week.
Yeah. We're keeping you on your toes.
Yeah. We're doing it's funny because we're doing it this in a similar vein to like how Amar's work announces their shows. Like they announce them like right before they happen.
Yeah.
And it does build hype. So I was like, there's a strategy behind this.
It's very us. I think it suits us to just say we're here next week. If you can come, you can come. If you can't,
come if you want.
It may literally never happen again, so you should probably try to come.
Yes. So how long have we had this podcast?
A long time. I want to say 5 years. Maybe 5 years.
Never done a live show. We realized that Grace is in Sydney right now. I'm in Rarotonga, but have to fly back through New Zealand. So I thought, fuck it, I'll come to Sydney. One night only.
One night only.
On Thursday. Yeah.
24th I was like, of Jan. I know, we need to get this right.
Wait, what day is... Because I'm looking at my calendar and I'm really confused about the days.
Is Thursday not the 24th?
Let me just check this. Thursday is the 20th.
This is really important for that we figure this out. Wait, Wednesday is the 24th.
Okay, we need to change the flyer.
It's the 25th. That's good as well because I was concerned why I said January 24 and I thought people would just think it was like sometime in January in the year 2024, the year of our Lord. So I think that's
good.
Some nice
clarity. Our designer, aka my poor boyfriend who I was like yelling at, barking
design
shit at last night at 1 a.m. Thursday 25th of January.
Yeah.
Sydney, Australia. Sign up, go to our Instagram and sign up for ticket access. And then we're going to drop the tickets later this week.
Yeah. And you will get the location then, but it's somewhere easy to get to in Sydney. It's not somewhere rogue. It's very close to the CBD.
Thursday evening, after work drinks with the girls. So excited.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I know. I'm also excited because I'm going to come a day early and we're going to get a little hotel together like we used to, like the good old days, and sleep over for two nights together, prep the ep with room service burgers and martinis, and... Yeah, it's going
to
be so fun.
We simply need a documentarian to document this. This could be our fifth tile cover. Back in the same bed.
What are we going to wear is the main question.
I completely agree. We need to think about this now. It's so...
We're going to blow our entire
now,
earnings.
Live on the pod.
I literally was like, we did a budget the other night. And Amar was like, okay, put in absolutely all of your costs. Like how much even like a taxi from the airport's going to be. Like... Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, putting it all in. And then I was like thinking in my head last night when I was in bed, I was like, we definitely have to get our makeup done. We have to like get a cute new outfit. We're obviously going to go out for like a bougie dinner afterwards.
Absolutely. Add that all to the list.
Everything we make will be blown to smithereens. We'll break even.
I need to get my wedding makeup test done. And the gorgeous girly is... based in London, but she's in Sydney until February, I think.
Oh my God, wear your wedding makeup to the show, please.
I'm going to wear my wedding makeup and my wedding dress and a veil to the show.
This is the rehearsal, the dress rehearsal.
This is the rehearsal, so she can do both of us. That's cute.
Yeah, you should. You should see.
I don't know. I don't think I want a full beat, but we can do like, we can do a like rehearsal to see if we like the vibes, you know what I mean? And then we can do like the proper sit show.
Wait, what are you saying? You're going to get two... beauty makeup rehearsals for
I think you do one to make sure, because like wedding makeup takes forever. It's like so hardcore, it takes like 3 hours, so I think it's just testing that you like the person's energy, vibe, which I'm sure I will.
I mean, I'm up for that.
Yeah, a vibe check.
We should just pay her to do our after work drinks makeup, and then if you like her, then get her for
exactly.
Fun.
Fun. Okay, what do we want to wear? Do we need to be like in tandem somewhat? I'm trying to think of like, we've got to reach out to some peeps.
Yeah, very, very true.
Cute.
I'm getting too excited. But yeah, so basically instead of flying back to London on the 23rd, I've booked an entire new flight to rerouting through Sydney. And yeah, cannot wait. So please, girls, rally your friends, tell everyone, come one, come all. Literally don't know if this will ever happen again, but if we get a really good response, obviously we will try.
Yeah.
And can try and make it happen in other cities as well. But yeah, very, very excited. Shall we? The other thing is we couldn't pick between two different flyers, which we're going to discuss after the call.
Yeah. We'll leave you guys out of that one.
We'll leave you guys out of that one. Probably just going to have to post both, honestly.
Yeah. I think we can post both after the event to show people our creative process. But
I agree.
Might be confusing.
Two different concepts.
Two different concepts. Two different dates, possibly.
Okay.
A full lineup today, but we simply must start with Gypsy Rose. Gypsy's on my mind. Gypsy's on the mind.
I know. I can't believe we haven't talked about her yet because I've been stalking her. Just like, I've just been ending up on her Instagram page every couple of days and doing like a little scroll.
Yeah. Yeah. She's living in my mind rent-free. I was back on TikTok and then I realized I couldn't handle it, so I did delete it again. I had to save myself from myself. But one of the first things I saw was her being on The View. Mm-hmm. And I had missed this whole thing that she got all these Instagram followers and people following her before she came out. And I was like, America is like a truly depraved society.
8.3 million followers. And if you're not across who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is, she's, how do you describe this? She's the girl whose mum had Munchausen's. That's
her
right.
Her mum had, I think it's Munchausen's by proxy if it's on behalf of, if it's not you, but it's
if you're doing it
else.
To someone else. Yeah. So told the world Gypsy was sick and was like drugging her to make her sick.
Yes. And had like shaved her head and like made her all withered and put her in a wheelchair and like took her to make a wish and all the people in the town felt sorry for her and gave her money. And it turned out it was all untrue, but I'm sure Gypsy believed it was true, or I don't know. She just sort of felt extremely confused because she was a poor child. But then Gypsy met a guy online and then they killed her mother together, which is, it's like really fucked up and obviously a really complicated, nuanced conversation. And you can like look at the delicacies of like what it does to a child to be emotionally abused in that way and blah, blah, blah. But it's like still someone that served prison time for murder. Like I just don't understand the internet standing this person in such a like troubling, confusing way.
And also, so yeah, so she just got out of jail, and when she got out of jail, joined Instagram, and now she has 8.3 million followers, which is like the most. I want to see how many people I know follow her. 31. 31.
Yeah, someone I know just commented on one of her pics and was just like, slay. And I was like, this is just like the internet's eating itself. It's cannibalizing itself.
So funny. And then, wait, what was I going to say? Yeah, she just got out of prison, got all these followers, and she's been doing like publicity and stuff. But I think what is the worst part about this whole thing is that she got out of prison. She was like beloved by all these people. She must have been like, wow, this is so nice to have my life back, but also to have so many people adore me and like be fanning me. Because yeah, what she went through was like incredibly traumatic and wasn't her fault. And so that must be really nice. But now already within like 2 weeks, the internet's like completely turned against her again. And people are like going crazy because I guess she's responding in a way they don't want. It's sort of like Britney Spears. Like she's just like not being the perfect victim in mm-hmm. how she responds when it's like this girl would be full of trauma, PTSD coming out her ears. How do you expect her to act normal when she's just gotten out of prison for murder, as you said?
Exactly. And you guys are the literal, like, brain-dead freaks persuading her to share every thought, feeling, moment of her life online and giving her validation and then punishing her, like, a minute later for doing it. It's mm-hmm. so crazy. It's like people that's the thing I find most troublesome about it. It feels like people are turning her into this kind of circus animal and trying yeah. to put her, like, on a pedestal and look at what she does, then laugh sometimes, then throw fruit at her sometimes. And I'm like, this is an extremely troubled, traumatized person. And if you can't figure out what you want to do with someone or how you want to react to their behavior, don't turn them into an internet celebrity. Like, I think it's weird that she's going on The View and chat shows and like chatting and talking. I understand she's a public interest, but there was like a little moment where she was like, what I did was wrong. And then Joy, the host, was like, no. She was like, well, no, it was. I murdered someone. And then everyone in the audience laughs. And I'm just like, this is fucking insane.
I know. Insane. And now it's a meme.
Just let her go home. I know.
I know. And then I must admit that when I saw that she was like writing sexy things on her husband's Instagram account, I was like on his account looking at him.
I cut their internet exchange again. Now we're part of the problem, but it's so funny and so iconic.
Someone wrote on the comments, she can find love in jail and I can't even find love in the real world. Also, how random is it? Like, sorry, I get that this guy
will jailhouse romances just
jailhouse romances are so crazy. Like, why would this random man? She said that she was proposed to over 200 times while she was in jail.
I love to hear that it goes both ways. Like, I do. That does because you know how all those deranged women like write sexy letters to men on death row.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that it's just a human being thing, not a gendered thing.
Yeah. What is that? Proximity to chaos?
For men, it's probably literally like a low impact relationship is appealing.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me to do the laundry when they're in prison.
Jade Ryan, honestly.
So Gypsy, apparently people have been like blowing up Ryan's Instagram and she gets really fiery when girls slide into his DMs.
And they're married sliding now. Into his DMs.
I know, people are unwell. And she goes, so she wrote this was on Saint Hoax, which is just, it's so funny. And she wrote, blah, 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 like, don't let the haters get you down. I love you. And I find it so weird when couples comment to each other publicly in this way. I'm like, surely you're in the same, like, house or room. Mm-hmm. I love you. Besides, they're jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Fire emoji. Happy wife. Happy life. Love heart emoji.
I know. And then what did he say?
He said, who said I give a damn about what those jealous people say anyway? Ha ha. Dot, dot, dot. Now come and get it, baby.
I know.
I kind of love it, but it's like there's something very like trapped in 2007 about that I think is compelling people, but it obviously comes from a very sinister place.
Oh my God. I love that they're like, I love that they're happy, but yeah, the rest of us need to just, God, I know so many people commenting or like, I don't know this person, but Barbie Ferreira commented fresh set on Gypsy's nails.
I mean, like you say, it's like the Bianca Censori thing. It's like it comes from a nice place. It comes from a place of like the girlies being like, you okay, you look great, we love you, blah, blah, blah. But then in amongst that, it's just a lot of like parasocial teenagers who don't understand how to regulate their feelings and like flood a poor person's Instagram with hatred.
Also, people our age and people in fashion, which is like a lot of people who follow her, are doing it for like a ironically funny thing, obviously, of just being like,
get this it, is, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, of just being like, this is like the most un-chic, random person, but we stan her. And I just think that idea
kind of
has become...
Yeah,
it's kind of patronizing, but yeah, like everyone just being like, slay, or just, I don't even know if it's... consciously patronizing. It's more just like, what is that thing recently where we love anyone who's a bit, we love to kind of stan anyone who's like a little bit weird. And it's like when Chappelle Corby got out.
It's there's something
about a woman in jail.
There's something about a woman in jail, but there's also something about someone. I just think everyone on the internet now is so savvy and so aware of things and like hyper attuned to how to dress and how to behave and how to post and what's cute, and like everyone's kind of these micro copy versions, carbon paste versions of like Emma Chamberlain or whoever, and having someone that seems truly outside of that and doesn't understand how any of it works and like posting, you know, a French manicure completely earnestly on Instagram, I think people respond to that as it feeling something that's kind of authentic or unusual or different, because we just don't see people like this online. But there is something like inherently condescending and like jokey and kind of making fun of the person in it that I find, it's not super mean-spirited, but it's got like a tad of that 5%.
Exactly.
Okay, Bets, do we think she's going to get like a Perfect magazine cover or something? There's going to be something cursed like that happens.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be Perfect. An interview. Someone who's going to interview her for interview, and she's going to have like some crazy shoot.
Joey King, because she played her.
Yes,
that is cursed.
That's stupid.
Joey King
happen.
Has a lot to answer for. I feel like Joey King is quite literally the reason so many people know about this case, because I know it was really famous in America, but I hadn't heard of it till that TV show came out.
Did you watch it?
I started watching it, but I struggled. It's just so dark. I just find that like the whole thing is just so dark.
But I knew about her case beforehand. It's just that it's also that obviously that fascination with true crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the most crazy story ever.
Yeah, exactly. I think people love hearing about Munchausen's because it's just such a, it just feels so creepily fascinating to people in like a schadenfreude way. And then, yeah, people obviously love murder.
Yeah, I know. Munchausen's is so naughty.
It's crazy.
Yeah, obviously you can see how it would happen because you know how people just lie for sympathy about things all the time or like exaggerate stories. This is just that on like crack.
I know. It's kind of terrifying. I wonder with people like that if like how cognitively aware they are that they're lying versus their brain lying to them.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, you're not right in the mind if you can do yeah. that. Gypsy Who? Wait, Rose. Oh my God. I was like, wait, why am I thinking about the Real Housewives right now?
Yes.
And it's because that's what they literally accuse Yolanda Hadid of having.
I know. That's why Rinna's really naughty. People forget. Rinna's ruined a few lives in her path.
Mm-hmm. But now she's succeeding.
Yeah, the show is sorely missing her, I will say.
Why did she leave?
She got, like, pushed off because she became a bit unhinged during the whole Kathy Hilton debacle.
Mm-hmm.
So they put her on pause.
I haven't caught up yet, but is Kyle, like, fully with that woman?
No, I mean, yes, but it hasn't all... I would just wait, honestly. It's so boring so far. I think it will all come to a head towards the end of the season. Okay. But they're definitely bussing when you watch them together. Last week was like literally at Kyle had this like beautiful celebration of life for one of her best friends who had died, and like the mum and the daughter of the friend were there, and it was all really beautiful. And then Megan, her new girlfriend, got up to sing, and she sang the like sexiest song that was obviously aimed at Kyle.
No.
It was so inappropriate.
Christina Aguilera dirty.
Yeah, it was literally like, I can't wait to take your clothes off. You don't want to do it, but you do, like some crazy thing. And then at the end, Kyle, like, jumped up and was, like, clapping and crying and cheering.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it for her, though. I feel like she's finally free.
Same. Fuck Maurizio.
She did say in one episode that they've had fights about him DMing with random girls on Instagram.
Yeah, of course.
Classic. Classic Mo.
I love that therapist coming out. Was her name Allison? Coming up out of the...
Oh, yeah.
The not therapist, psychic.
Psychic.
Coming up out of the woodwork, being like, what did she say? He will never make you happy.
Yeah, and she said when your children leave home, you'll get divorced. And, like, their last daughter just finished high school.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. Well, we need Allison to get Allison DeBar on did used to help the FBI solve crimes. Like, literally. I see why.
Yeah.
Alison DeBois.
We should literally try to reach out to her to get her on the pod.
I would love a reading, but I'm scared. I'm scared of what I'll find out.
I know.
She's too good.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so what else shall we... There's a lot going on this docket. What do you want to discuss?
Should we maybe just go into Emmys and then we can do...
Do the rest tomorrow.
The rest, yeah, if we get to it. I do love your dream. That's a little teaser.
Well, I told Amar and he like didn't respond. And then I told him again and he goes, you know what they say about dreams? They're really interesting to the people they happen to or something. I was like, you know what? Fuck you.
I liked this one.
I'm
going
to tell the whole pod.
Yeah.
I was like, the girls like to hear. They probably don't. They probably just like go to sleep. They're like, Izzy's on another? Izzy's talking for too long again?
Because, oh wait, should we talk about it here or should we talk about it
No, let's do Emmys.
Yeah, let's do Emmys.
Who was your favourite red carpet?
I loved Aubrey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
I loved AO.
Mm-hmm.
I loved...
So Aubrey was in Loewe and had this really cool dress on, but then it looked like it was like a note on the front of her dress. So some fan did, I'm sorry, I can't, don't hate me, over the top, and Sarah Jessica Parker's writing. And all these people were like making it into memes, but she looked so good. She's such a good Loewe girl.
Yeah, she's a great choice. So this was a delayed, I didn't quite understand that because I don't get why White Lotus is still there, but there was the Emmys didn't like show last year or something. So this is a year late. And like, so the Bear season one was winning awards, not the Bear season two.
I loved Kieran Culkin and his gorgeous wife.
They were the MVP of the night. His speech, all of his speeches on his awards trail have been gorgeous. But any man who cries talking about his wife on stage and his mom, oh my God, sexier than ever before.
I didn't know he cried. I didn't see the whole speech.
He cried talking about his mom and then he teared up again talking about his wife and how much he loves her. And then he said, I want to have another baby with you. And that would be annoying coming from most other people, but it was really, really cute.
Yeah. And then he said, you said maybe if I won.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he won.
He just like, oh my God, it's so, so good. And him and like Brian Cox just gave him like the biggest, he like got out of his seat and pushed out of the way to give him like a huge hug and they kissed. It was really cute.
Aww. Yeah, and I love that Sarah Snook won Shiv for Succession.
She looked fantastic. I didn't love the Globes dress. I thought this was very, very good. The red. A lady in red.
I also thought Suki Waterhouse in red was really nice.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that she's leaning into the pregnancy thing in a way that feels like not Jade, like it's like fashion and cute, but it's not overly trying to be Rihanna. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's really nice. And I love that she has pregnancy nose. It's so normalizing for women.
What does that mean?
Like when people don't know this, when you get pregnant, your nose can literally swell up like twice to three times its normal size.
What the hell?
I know. The amount of shit that you go through when you're pregnant is crazy. And I just feel like she's like lent into it. Like I don't see her trying to contour it away or whatever. And I just think it's awesome. It's a very
small she's got
thing.
A nice like round chubby face at the moment. And she just looks glowing.
100%. I just feel like in the days of yesteryear that like, you know, celebrities would just be expected to go into hiding when they were pregnant. But she's kind of just, I just love how much she's embracing it and wearing like body revealing stuff and just looking good.
Agreed. I think who else?
I loved little Bella Ramsey in her little Prada suit.
I know, she's so fucking cute.
So
and Pedro Pascal with his sister on the carpet. I was like, who's this hot woman? And then realized
Same.
It was his sister.
Sister.
I thought that AO's, it's just her award season, isn't it? It's making me wish so I'd watched good. The Bear for her. Is she just really great in it?
She's so great. She's just, I feel like she's the standout even more than he is because it's just that vibe of when you see her in interviews where she's just so charismatic and so likable, but she manages to pair it back and do it in this more like understated way. I mean, she really is the beating heart of the show.
Yeah.
I just love her.
Yeah, I need to watch it. And I love how all of her red carpet looks, which we kind of said last week, are a fashion forward but So in a similar vein to Suki Waterhouse, they're not trying to be, she's not trying to be anything she's not. She's not trying to like push herself as this like crazy Hunter Schafer type fashion girly. She's just wearing like a really nice dress that that suits her body, that happens to be like fucking cool at the same time, but feels very like she's not trying too hard.
Yeah, it's like the perfect balance for sure.
Do you know what just happened? I just got a notification on my phone saying I've gone through 50% of my data.
Wait, of the 90?
Of the, yeah. Of the, no, on my phone. I'm hotspotting from my phone right now. And I topped up 13 gigabytes 5 minutes ago. And it just, like, right before we got on the call.
Jeez. What even is a gigabyte? Obviously, you're ripping through. Okay.
A gigabyte's usually, like, so how do I explain this? I feel like 13 gigabytes for like a month usually is fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going on these fucking...
This pod is sucking up those GBs.
It's all right. It's fine. I'm charging a lot of it back to Amar's work anyway.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, speaking of the bear, so Eben Moss Bachrach, I don't know. He was Marnie's husband in Girls. For context,
Marnie's husband.
Do you remember she like married that Jada guitar playing guy?
Oh my god, yes, got it.
Yeah, that's him. He's pretty hot. He's like not hot in the bear, but he got up on stage and when the bear was accepting their like joint ensemble cast award, Maddie Matheson, who's another actor in the show, and I think, no, he's not the show creator, but I think he actually was a chef in that area, so he's like informed a lot of the scripts. I could just be making that up, but yeah, Eben,
that was Jess's husband, right?
No, Marnie's husband. So Jess's husband was the guy from the IT who had the Irish guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Marnie married that guy who's like was really annoying and would cry.
Oh my god, I can't remember that at all. I really have to rewatch it, but not the point.
I'd like to do a rewatch. We could do a recap series. Yeah, anyway, he kissed this actor on the face for like a full 5 seconds in the middle of the speech. And everyone was posting about it and joking about it, but I didn't really get it. I didn't quite understand.
I guess because they were just... celebrating, excited. And you know when you're really happy, you just grab someone and kiss them. You know how people like, I don't know, you see that, I guess no one really does that in real life, but yeah. I feel like it was kind of a publicity thing, but yeah, when I saw it on Instagram, I just saw like, it was funny because I just saw these two men's faces and I was like, I just don't recognize either of these people, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I almost feel like he tried for something and then as it was happening, I feel like I could see in his brain him being like, this is random, like what's going to happen next? And so he just held on to the kiss for longer and then afterwards he was like, keep talking, just keep talking. And I was like, I don't understand this bit. They've won enough awards for it not to be that exciting that you just randomly kiss someone in the middle of their speech.
I agree.
A Debbie Downer.
Also, the kissing on stage thing never goes down too well. The only time in history that it worked was when Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams kissed when they won Best Kiss at the MTV Awards and they were dating.
Yeah, that was like kind of jarre of them to do that in retrospect, but I'm really glad they did.
I know, it was like so of the time.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it so perfect. That would just never happen today.
At like the MTV Popular Choice Awards.
I can't even believe they dated. It's really special. He's had such a good lineup of girlfriends. Who else has that man dated?
I swear to God he dated Sandra Bullock.
Oh my God, yeah.
When he was super young.
Yeah, and Blake Lively.
Blake Lively?
Apparently. But Sandra Bullock, yes. Rachel McAdams, yes. Eva Mendes. He's the legend. Perfect. I hope nothing bad ever comes out about this man.
I completely agree.
What else? Yeah, Simona Tabasco. I don't know. People were putting her on their best dressed. Took me ages to figure out who the fuck it even was.
I did not like that dress. Apologies.
I didn't like the dress either.
There's also something in like dresses that make you aware of people's height. Like that dress made me suddenly aware that she's quite short, which is fine. I just
that's really funny.
It wasn't a good length or something.
I only just discovered. Do you ever feel like this? I feel like this so much when I go on Instagram and I like find an account that it seems like every other person in the world has been across for like the majority of their lives and I've never heard of it, or like I have heard of it but just didn't really. Basically, I just found Check the Tag.
I am not over across Check the Tag.
Yeah, which is like every person that I follow seems to know about, but basically they just post red carpet looks and then post the runway look beside it and say what they're wearing. So it's very cute, and I'm on there now just looking through to see other looks. But there's so many things you just miss. Like, I don't know who a bunch of these people are, but there's so many good red carpet looks that you just...
Yeah, it does feel like there is. I would feel really pissed off if I was a celebrity. Like, I feel like this is about Natasha Lyonne a bit this season, where they just maybe get buried in, like, the first round of picture uploads or something, and then just no one takes notice of their looks from then on.
Or even just, like, this... Exactly. Like, there's just so many good, really, really, really good looks that, we just completely gloss over for, like, the person of the season.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be, like, low-key hating on AO if I was one of those people.
I know. I'd be like, what do I have to do to get on a Instagram post around here?
All she's in is a black leather dress. I'm in fucking fit, like... Issa Rae's in like an entire feathered gown.
Yeah, Issa Rae looked amazing.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza Loewe. I wasn't that into Selena Gomez again, sorry.
Agree.
Also, I feel solidarity with her because like I feel like her boobs just make her look way bigger than she is. Like it's kind of like with Sydney Sweeney and Selena Gomez. It's just hard having big boobs to like look chic.
Yeah, 100%.
And I can say that as a big boobed girl. Like it just changes the vibe of every outfit. And me and Sydney Sweeney spent ages talking about that. Like we were just talking about her tits and I didn't ever put it in the article because I was like, I don't know how to make this sound not like a weird conversation. But we were just speaking about her tits and she was like, anything that I put on my body just looks different on me and more sexual because of my tits. Like there's it's just like when she was at Miu Miu and she was wearing like this cute little skirt suit, it just looked like she's like this pin-up doll. Whereas if you put it on Emma Corrin, it looks really high fashion.
100%.
So I feel for Selena Gomez, it's hard.
But I also think she doesn't want to be like a chic fashion girly too. I just think she wants to feel glam and pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I love seeing people like her and Sydney Sweeney accentuate their boobs. It just feels so foreign to me to like dress like that.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's great. Who?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge. I was like, why? Then I was like, oh, there's this whole delayed White Lotus thing happening. But yeah.
Yeah, Natasha Lyonne, actually. I didn't even see her in Schiaparelli.
She's great, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh? Mm? I was also laughing because my Uncle Johnny, who I met up with in Hawke's Bay, was saying that I've said that I've always gone like I just say all the time to fill in gaps, and then I noticed that both of us do it and I don't know who picked it up off who. We've just like,
maybe I picked it up off you.
Yeah, I feel like you must have, because he said I've always done it.
Uncle Johnny. Yeah. So Monica Bellucci and Tim Burton were there as a couple, and I was vaguely aware that they were a couple, but I just seeing them together in the flesh just did something to me. It's just
who
so
are
crazy.
They?
So Monica Bellucci's like 90s icon Italian sex symbol.
Oh, whoa, she's gorgeous. Actress. She's like Megan Fox.
Yeah, married to Vincent Cassel, like just the ultimate. And then Tim Burton's obviously like Tim Burton.
Oh, wow.
And
uh-huh.
Was married to Helena Bonham Carter and is just like a kooky filmmaker. And I just feel like he was punching so hard with Helena Bonham Carter and they were life partners and then they got divorced and she started dating this super hot young guy and I was like, oh, Jada, Tim Burton. And then he fucking pulled it out of the bag and landed Monica Bellucci.
That's mental. And they just
look like this sexy couple and he always looks literally so happy.
Did, this is in my brain, but I don't know if I'm making this up. Did Tim, who did Emma Thompson get cheated on with Helena Bonham Carter?
Kenneth Branagh.
Naughty.
So naughty. Who was?
I was like, was it Tim Burton?
They were all in Harry Potter together. No, Tim Burton was afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, it's really sad.
But yes, very hot couple, very cool couple.
And then Christina Applegate came out.
Love seeing her back in the spotlight.
And everyone stood up and cheered for like a minute and I started crying.
Because she's sick, right?
Yeah, she has MS and she had to come on with a walking stick. And she, after Dead to Me, that show that we weirdly both watched, right?
Yep. Good show.
I loved her. Great show. She said that she can't act again because of it. So it was like a surprise, her coming out to present an award and everyone cheered.
How crazy is it that her and Selma Blair both have MS and they were in The Sweetest Thing together?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone, I was talking to someone and they were like, the girl from The Sweetest Thing has MS. And I was like, Selma Blair. And they were like, no, Christina Applegate. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
I know. That, really sad.
I don't like that.
Me neither. It's horrible. But yeah, she's the best. I loved Dead to Me. What a great show. Reminds me of Me and You.
I know. It was such a good show.
We would do that.
Gonna kill a problematic man and cover it up. That's been a real theme in shows. Big Little Lies.
Yes.
the only other one.
The girlies covering up murder.
Yeah. Emmys. I'm loving all the red carpet this season, as we said with Golden Globes. It's just feeling fun. Feels like we're back in the swing of things again, like just having a fun, frothy thing to get our minds off the world.
Same. I am really into it. I can't wait for the Oscars now. Have the nominations been announced even? No.
Yeah, I feel like no, weirdly, but that's...
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Predictions for every category. I want to watch more before... It happens.
Yeah. I saw Poor Things on the weekend.
Yeah, how was it?
It's really good. I think you should definitely go see it. I really loved it. Emma Stone's literally a genius.
I know.
She's just brilliant and she just keeps getting better and better and better. She's so good in this. And I think, honestly, she should win an Oscar for this based on everything that I've seen. But I feel like she won't. There's all that like Oscar politics play. So I feel like she was great in La La Land, but I don't think it was like an Oscar thing.
Yeah.
And I think Lily Gladstone was so amazing in Killers of the Flower Moon too that like Lily should kind of get it. But Emma's performance is like nuts.
Okay. I'm excited to see it.
Mark Ruffalo's really good at it as well. I kind of don't love him, but he's really funny.
Yeah, I need to see Killers of the Flower Moon. I haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
And Poor Things. I've seen Zone of Interest, Past Lives, Oppenheimer, Barbie.
I finished Anatomy of a Fall. So we've complimented each other.
Yeah.
I liked Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah, I really want to watch that. I've heard such good things from like literally every person. And they said that that actress was incredible in it.
Yeah, she's really amazing. It's just like, you know, those European movies where they're just so, like the performances are so natural. Like it's all literally how people actually speak and how people actually behave. And it's just, yeah.
I love that.
It's really good. Yeah, so Zone of Interest, that's the...
Holocaust film.
The Holocaust movie? Is that Jonathan Glazer?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Really good, but really harrowing. Really slow. Like, not much happens at all. It's basically about this family who live on the other side of the fence to Auschwitz because the dad works there. Like, he's one of, like, the top commanders or something. but it just follows their family as they're just going about their normal life while living there, and sort of like basically it just sort of documents the way that people, the way that during those events happening, how people just get on with their normal lives because you just kind of have to, or because you're conditioned to think it's normal, and just about how like the most silly, unimportant, inconsequential things are like on your mind. So it's just it was just like happening in the background, but basically you're just following this family just living a really normal life. It's super harrowing. It's shot really, really in such a cool way, but super removed emotionally, which I think he's like known for with his, I haven't seen that Scarlett Johansson Alien movie of his, but I really want to watch it.
Yeah, Under the Skin. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, similar vibes, I think, apparently.
You should watch Birth. If Amma hasn't seen it, you guys should watch it, or you should watch it together anyway.
Yeah, yeah, he's seen it.
Yeah, it's like the one where Nicole Kidman, her husband suddenly dies and she gets convinced that he's living in the body of a 12-year-old boy. It's so heavy.
Jesus.
I know. She's really good in it. She's got a sexy pixie cut.
The man loves a heavy topic.
Yeah, he loves like a long, slow. There's like this take of her just like looking horrified for like, and it goes for 3 minutes or something.
Oh my God.
She pulls it off.
Yeah. It was like a really good movie. And I feel like critics have been obsessed with it and sort of said it's like the best Holocaust movie ever made. But it was just one of those ones that I was like so glad when it was over. Mm. I was also just watching it in the cinema and like it just felt very sad. Like there were just people around me just taking like really deep sighs. And I was like, God, this is just like your family members who were directly involved in this. But yeah, it was really good. And then I'm trying to think what else I recently saw that was in here. One of us has to watch Maestro. One of us has to we just both my God, should.
No. it's true. One of us needs to take one for the team and watch Maestro.
Amar was like, absolutely not. Am I watching that fucking boring looking film? Black and white film about some random composer. And I was like, true. Sometimes we just get so sucked in by like marketing. Like I was like, oh, we need to watch
it's
this.
It's somewhat up my alley.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, we just need to watch this new like movie that's come out because blah, blah, blah. And he was like, this sounds so boring. And I was like, true. I don't know why I'm like wanting to watch this in any other context. It's just that it has Carey Mulligan in it.
I'm almost the opposite where I like quite love Leonard Bernstein and I would be interested to watch something. But as we know, I find the Bradley Cooper of it all quite insufferable. But I can take that one for the team.
It'll be funnier if you
through.
Do it.
Yeah.
We could both try.
I'll probably come around. It's like when I rewatch A Star is Born and I'm like, okay, it's actually really good. And he's really
I love
talented.
A Star is Born.
And he's a great director and he's a good actor and fine.
Best movie of our generation, honestly.
Oh my God. In the shallow.
Tell me something, boy.
It's so dumb. Like, I know it's based on the original movie, but just this idea that he'd like just meet this girl and then be on the stage of like Glastonbury and be like, come out and sing it. And she's like, okay. And then the crowd goes wild.
Oh, I want to rewatch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hold that song had on us collectively. I feel like that song, I know this has been happening for like way longer than A Star is Born, but I'm just going to say it anyway. I feel like that song and the soundtrack and how crazy that went just kind of set off this new tone for soundtracks. Like with the Barbie one is the first one that's coming to mind, but there is and like the Idol with the Lily Rose Depp Sinner song, how they released it, how they released her single as if it was a real life single.
Yeah, for sure.
Very meta.
100%. The shallow industrial complex.
Yes. Okay, we must go. Like, not the least because my data's...
Must go. Oh, just shout out to Ali Wong and Bill Hader kissing. I love seeing it. I don't think we're going to get to see it again.
We love to see it. All right, girls, sign up for tickets. See you next week. IRL.
Thursday.
With our wedding beats on.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a bridesmaid dress.
Yes, two wedding dresses, two gowns.
But we'll put the link in the show notes as well. Someone said, what TV shows and something have the girls recommended lately? They're too, what did they say? they're too something for show notes. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
But I need to find the word because it's just not funny without it.
Okay.
Okay, I can't be bothered.
Goodbye.
Disengaged?
Disengaged.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.